Law Talk Live, Sundays at 3 p.m. We'll talk about protecting your legal rights in an uncertain world. That's Law Talk Live with Chris Dysart, Sundays at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Boom. Just direct your feet to sunny.
Is that Dan on bass? You playing bass?
Yeah, pretty good.
And that happy tune is yours too. Life can be so sweet on sunny side street.
I think I know what the notes are. I just don't know where to find them on the guitar.
With those blues on the plate, I'm not afraid. This rover.
Now, kids, while your mother's gone, I don't want to have to wash any dishes. So from now on, drink straight from the faucet or milk carton, and we'll eat while standing over the sink or toilet.
Crossed over.
I was going to say, I could bring my bass in sometime with my small amp. Show you a couple of
you'd be wasting your time. I would never. I'm too impatient. I do not have the patience. Yeah, I don't have the patience to learn.
I could show you some. It would be really simple. Really?
I don't know. I don't think so. I tell the truth. Start with Peon. Do you drink from the milk carton?
I really don't drink milk besides cereal.
Dan,
milk carton? Yes, when I did, I drank out of the carton.
I don't drink out of the milk carton. I do when there's the last little bit left, and I'll just finish it off.
Well, I do. I'll tell you why. My wife does not drink milk. I love milk. I drink 2 to 3 gallons of milk a week.
Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. That's just me. She only buys milk for me. Easily 2 gallons a week. And I drink from the carton because there's nobody else there who's drinking it. It's just me. Why mess up a glass? Now, if we have company or somebody's over, okay, we'll get a new carton, and I won't do that. I'm that considerate. But what the heck? Who cares?
I can't remember the last time I poured a glass of milk.
I can't remember the last time there was a day that I didn't pour milk.
That's weird.
I have milk every day. Every day.
Do you drink milk daily, Dan?
Yeah, I do. I drink milk daily, but not
daily. You're thinking of the other guy. Yeah. Strauss.
No.
Do you drink milk Strauss?
Yeah. Dan Dave.
Not as much as I used to. Not as much. I used to drink milk like Frank. I used to drink like if you wanted a glass of water, I'd go get a glass of milk.
Yeah.
And but I don't do that as much anymore. I drink more water.
I don't know why I'm so crazy about milk, because it really doesn't have any taste.
No, it doesn't.
It's almost tasteless.
Chalky water.
Yeah. It's almost tasteless. It's the most tasteless drink.
But if you were to pour water in a bowl of cereal, you go, ugh.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, yeah. I tried that. We didn't have milk. I thought, well, I'll try some water.
I can't. No, I've never done that because I know it wouldn't
doesn't
taste
work.
The,
no, I couldn't do it with water.
That's weird, though. Bye.
Now, while we're talking about this, because I have we didn't get to it yesterday, but Peon gave me this tremendous list. It's like a premarital checklist of the things that you'd ask each other before you get married, because these could be deal breakers. These are the kinds of things that after you get married, I can't believe you poop with the door open, that kind of stuff, and you don't know till you're married. But I'm going to go ahead now and throw this one out there. It absolutely drives me nuts when somebody takes the milk out and puts it on the table and leaves it on the table out of the refrigerator.
Oh.
Here's the deal with milk. You take it out, you pour it, and as fast as you can, you get it back in the refrigerator.
Because
it needs to be cold.
Yeah. I've never known anybody to just leave it sit out.
Watch any TV sitcom or any movie.
Yeah.
They show the milk sitting on the table.
Yeah, everybody pour yourself a glass.
Yeah.
What?
I know people that do that, though. They take the milk out, and they set it out and leave it out, and it's like, no, put
no,
it away.
No, I'm with you. If you drink milk, it has to be ice cold.
Get it right back in there. Now, here's another thing, and this really, I have to just make myself not say anything, because it doesn't matter who's doing it, my wife or anybody. when you open the refrigerator door and you take something out and you turn around and you go to pour it, close the refrigerator door. I've seen people leave the door open for like a full minute.
Oh, I'm bad about that.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Especially if I'm putting groceries away.
Oh, that's when she does it.
Yeah, it's just open the whole time while I go back and forth to get stuff out of the bags.
Here's another thing. If you have leftovers, let's say you came home from a restaurant and you had, I don't know, some dish and it was still sort of warm and it's in a carryout container, don't put it in the refrigerator while it's hot. You're introducing heat to the refrigerator. It's not going to go bad for a couple hours. Let it get room temperature, then put it in the refrigerator. I got to get to this list today because this really now has got me fired up. Because I'm not kidding. There are people that fight over things like, well, let's go back to the one I just mentioned. I am a real stickler for privacy in the bathroom. When somebody sits on the toilet and leaves the door open, oh, my goodness. What are you thinking? I don't want to see that. I don't want to see even the most beautiful woman in the world pooping. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I don't.
But what about if you're home by yourself? Will you still close
the
door?
Myself, no, heck no.
Oh, okay.
By myself, I don't. But all families are different to some degree. And I know families that the kids all grew up with mom, dad, the kids. They walk through the house naked. They poop with the doors open. They talk to each other while one's pooping.
Yeah.
No. You have a conversation.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Dad, I'm in here. Come on in here. And they actually have a conversation
yes.
with somebody pooping.
No,
No. Sorry.
Yeah. Dad, can I get... No, just open the door. Oh.
See, I just don't think... I don't know.
Angela's got one with me. She'll put dishes with food still on it in the sink. And she goes, I'll clean it up later.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Oh, I hate
that's
that.
A bad one. Divorce her. Divorce her now.
Yes. Little cereal left in the bottom of a bowl in the sink. Ugh.
And isn't that funny, too, that if you see food on a dish...
In the sink, you're like, ugh.
But it automatically looks like garbage.
Yes.
It's exactly what you just ate.
I don't even want to touch it.
I know. Because it's on a plate or stuck on a fork.
Once it's in the sink receptacle, it's like, ugh.
It becomes
sewage.
Exactly. It went from being 30 seconds
edible
ago
food.
Something you put in your mouth and eat to just, like you said, sewage. It's amazing. It's just it's in that context of being in the sink, it's all of a sudden, the truth is, if we were starving, if you're homeless and starving.
Oh, my goodness.
And you went anywhere, restaurant, my goodness.
You'd eat every scrap off.
You'd go back to the kitchen and go, give me that half piece of pizza that person left. And it'd taste like filet mignon.
Even eat stuff out of the trap, in the bottom of the sink. That skeeves me out more than anything. Food that's inside that little trap thing that's in the bottom of the sink valve.
Oh, the drain?
The drain, yeah. That little.
How do you ever see that? Don't you have to pull the thing apart?
No, he's talking about a little screen.
The little screen that goes
at the
in like
the, sink for
the drain.
Drain,
the sink drain.
Oh, yeah.
Where it keeps food from
going,
you can pull it up and you got to take it and knock it
off. And again, 2 seconds before it hit that screen, it was a piece of something wonderful.
You know what I found out, though? I found that... it was really, really gross and disgusting before I had kids. When you have kids, things like that don't bother you as much as they used to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it does. Because you accept it with the kids. They're kids. But the stuff my wife does, and I'm sure I have stuff that... look, this is a little disgusting, but let's just use another example. And I'm throwing this out for anybody who's thinking about getting married. You're going to have to face this stuff. You don't pass gas in front of your boyfriend or girlfriend when you're dating. You just don't. You manage somehow never let... I'm serious.
Right.
If it's your 10th date, you just don't.
Excuse yourself. I need
to
walk
you
around
find
the corner.
A way to internally explode it or to, I'll be right back. I need to check on something.
Yeah.
And then you
and
run
then you
out.
Walk it out.
And you walk it off and you come back and go, okay. But you would never, right in front, or if she's in the car and you're on your way to somewhere, a date or a movie, you'd never cut one. You just wouldn't.
Especially if you know from previous in the day what the odor is going to be.
Oh, but see what happens. Go ahead, Dan.
I said there is that moment, though, when you're trying to hold it in, and all of a sudden, it slips out.
Okay, but now that's different.
That's later
on down
the road.
At what point? Well, we have to decide here. Maybe this, we need to open this up for discussion. This needs some research. What is that point where you go from, oh, I hope I look okay, and I hope I smell good, and I hope my breath is good, and I don't want to pass gas, and I want her to like me or him to like me. At what point do you cut the first one?
Do you stop caring?
Where does that first one get cut? What is that point where you go, ah, what the heck? I mean, I love to be able to go back and figure out when that was. Was it a year? Was it 3 weeks into it? I know it wasn't 3 weeks into it, I guarantee
you. I don't think you decide. I think what happens is one slips out, like you're in the car or you're sitting there watching
and
TV.
And then you laugh. You both laugh.
Yeah. Or
oh, sorry.
You're hoping she didn't hear it, but it's one of those, it goes, or something like that. And you kind of try and shuffle your feet to make a noise.
Oh, I've done that, yeah.
To try and do that. And
you're
like,
to simulate it.
Yeah, you're like, oh, man. And she looks at, what was that? And that's, all right. And then the barn doors are open. Forget it.
Now, see, one of the problems, I think, and one of the things wrong that happens in marriage is very gradually you become too comfortable with each other. It's great to be comfortable with somebody, but you become too comfortable to the point that it's almost disrespectful of each other, if that makes sense. So for example, like when I would have a date, the few rare times that I did, because I was so insecure and sort of, I don't know, I didn't have a lot of confidence, but when I would have a date, and even just in the course of a day at work or school, I'll bet I checked my breath 10 times an hour.
Oh,
in
yeah.
your hand, mints, gum, especially if you're going out. Then you get married. And I don't know where the point is. And here's what you'll hear from your wife. And I've heard it, I don't know, dozens and dozens and dozens of times. You'll just be, you'll walk by her or something, and you'll say something, and she'll wheel around and go, your breath stinks!
Yes.
Would you have a cigar? Yeah, I did. Well, see, that's the problem. If I'm going to have a cigar, I should have gone out of my way, whatever.
The point happens where after you've had a couple of nasty fights where all the, you know, everything's come out. You'll bring all the artillery. You've already crossed that point where during a fight where you've said some really nasty things.
Right.
I think that lowers the level of comfortability now.
Right, I got one for you, PM, because this would be freshest in your mind because you were the youngest and the most recently married. And I, for the life of me, I can't remember how I dealt with this. How do you? And at what point do you become comfortable with her seeing your skid-marked underwear? Because she's going to do the laundry, because as we know, that's a woman's place to do the laundry.
Right.
We all know that. And I cannot remember that point where, because look,
see,
prior to getting married, you've probably never done your laundry. And then you go ahead.
I don't have that problem because I don't have the tidy whities. It's easier with boxers, I think. It's not as easy to pick.
You're right, and I wore tidy whities. I don't wear them now. I wear that. What's that in between?
Boxer briefs.
Yeah, I wear that. But it was all tidy whities for me.
I wear boxer briefs, and they're all brown, so now, I don't have to worry.
There you go.
Well, I also used to wear white T-shirts under my shirt. I don't do that anymore. It's a goofy look to me now. But I would wear a white T-shirt. Well, my underarms were always kind of a yellow tinge under from deodorant.
Oh yeah.
And I don't ever remember, but it must have happened, that I was, oh, boy, she's going to see my stained underarm T-shirts or my underwear. I don't remember that.
Well, what's the alternative? You doing the laundry?
Well, I'm like, oh.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah.
But it's just, it's amazing how... Because I've thought about this, and I've tried to go back in my mind. Crap, I can't remember anything anyway. I sure can't remember that. But how does that happen, that you go from being so concerned about how you look and how you smell and what you say and how you come off and how, you know, to just not caring? And even to the point of not caring too much. You're literally you're showing no respect to the other. And that's what happens. That's what happens in marriage. In a way, it's a good thing because you're that comfortable. You know, you're as comfortable with that other person in the house as you are just in the house by yourself. But I think it shouldn't really be that way to that degree.
I think it's after a couple nasty fights, though. You just don't you don't have the same...
Man. I think you probably need to go back to that. I need to smell good, look good, whatever. I don't know. I don't know how you do that.
I have a scenario for you and Peon, and because I've done this before, and I've had to. But you get like the cramps and gurgles, and your wife or girlfriend or whoever you're with is in the shower, and they're taking a shower, and you have one bathroom. And you have an emergency. And
explosive emergency.
Oh, see, luckily I've never had to come across that.
And you have to, you have to run in there and just say, do not open the shower curtain and don't come out.
You have no choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, that's what I've done, especially in like a hotel room where the toilet thing is open. There's no privacy door. There's the shower right across from it. And what I usually say is, I run in and going, I'll get to the bathroom right now. And then I'll say, don't look at me.
Yes.
I just flat out say, don't look at me.
Yeah.
Because I don't care how long we've been married, I do not want anybody looking at me doing number two. I just don't.
I know.
It's not a pleasant thing to look at.
I'm with you on that one.
And again,
well, yeah,
these losers that hide and plant cameras and watch women go to the bathroom, what's the matter with you? You could be Charlize Theron. I don't want to see you pooping. I just don't.
Well, if take, I don't know.
Come on now, Peon.
Charlize Theron. I don't know.
All right, if she's pooping without any clothes on, maybe.
Yeah, I'll just put a nose pin on.
By the way, we can blame Dan Strauss for this whole discussion because he's the guy who yesterday brought up the butterfly. And I went online. Linda, thank you for the email.
What was it?
ABL,
accidental bowel leakage. So Linda, one of our listeners, sends me an email during the show yesterday, and I sent her back a thank you, and then I went on and I checked the site. It's butterfly.com, and it absolutely is a real product, and it looks like they say on the main landing page of the site that it has wings. Well, isn't that what they say about those pads for wings? And then it says this is the disturbing part on their main site. And after we break, I'll pull it up and read you more from it. But it says 1 in 5 women. What? Has accidental bowel leakage.
1 in 5?
Whoa. 1 in 5!
That's a lot.
It's a whole lot. So, didn't know this. So, 1 in 5 women are pooping in their pants.
Honey, is there something you want to tell me?
Well, it's
gentlemen, you need to check with your woman tonight.
I don't want to be gross here, but it's not... what form does it come in? It's not...
Well, here's my other question. When they say that, I maintain every human being has it. The question is how often. Everybody's had accidental bowel leakage, but do you have it every day? Do you have it every week? That's the question.
Right.
Look, nobody
like you said, skid marks have to come from somewhere.
Nobody.
My niece did a big report on
bowel leakage.
No, on passing gas in school, in high school.
I can't believe that wasn't she wasn't suspended.
No, that was part of the program. I don't know what it was, but she did it.
It had to be a science or health class.
Yeah, I think it was. But she did an entire report on passing gas and everything and said that every time something comes out, there's a little substance with it.
Well, we didn't need to hear that.
Oh, my goodness, no.
That's
I thought scientific. It was every time something comes out, an angel gets its wings. No,
yeah.
Wait. That's a Wonderful Life. Sorry.
Bell rings.
I always get bell ringing confused with bowel leakage for some reason. I don't know. So welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Now, we didn't take one phone call yesterday. The only call we took was Norman because we love Norman, and Norman always entertains us. We take one other call. Part of the reason for that, we didn't take any Monday because it was Veterans Day. We did our special. Didn't take any yesterday just because we had a full boat. And I want to thank, for those of you who missed it yesterday, you missed a great conversation with Ron Howard. So I want to thank Ron Howard for being on yesterday. So we're going to make up for that today. Today and tomorrow, we're going to take a lot of phone calls. I'm going to break, do some business, come back. We take your calls. Do we have any Burke segment? If we do, we'll catch you when
we
come back. Okay, then when we come back, Dan's contribution to the Burke segment may be peons. Your phone calls, here are the numbers given to you now, 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, has seven locations in the St. Louis area. The hardest one to find is Hazelwood. It's up on Dunn Road behind a Jack in the Box. I mention that because I just want you to know that if you get up there and you see Jack in the Box, you're real close. It's right back there. And I think maybe they're afraid that people might get frustrated and go, oh, I can't find it, I'll go somewhere else. Nah, not our listeners. Our listeners are AM and the PM. They're not going to go somewhere else. They're going to go to Schaefer. They're going to go to Schaefer because they know that Schaefer's been on this show for about 14 years. Because I've had, I'm going to take a rough guess and I'll be conservative. I would say I've had a vehicle in Schaefer at least 10 times. That's a conservative estimate. 10 to 14 times, probably. Either one of the kids' cars when they live in a home, something I drove. Four of the times it was a deer strike. Once it was my bumping into that lady right over by Westport, not two blocks from the station. It was a stoplight, and turned green, and I wasn't paying attention, and I saw the green light. I thought she had moved, and she hadn't, and I, right in the back of her, that went to Schaefer. And that's the only place I've taken any of our vehicles for the last 14 years or so. And when your insurance company starts talking to you about getting your car repaired, just step right up, if they don't do it first, and say, I want this vehicle to go to Schaefer. Know how to spell it, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You'll need that to get to the website, Schaefer Auto Body. You want it done right. And by the way, it's more than just the vehicle being done perfectly. It's all the service you don't, not only do you not think about, but you don't expect that you get from Schaefer. From making sure the car gets picked up if it needs to be, delivered if it needs to be, the rental car taken care of, paperwork, phone calls, they make this so easy for you. All you have to do is wait for the call that it's done and ready to be picked up. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Let's get a look at traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Not too much going on, Dan. We do have a little construction on eastbound Highway 40 after Research Park Circle. The right lane is closed there. We do have a disabled vehicle eastbound 270 at 367, and also another disabled northbound 55 at Highway 255 in South County. This traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Get to Kohl's today. You'll find 50% savings on hundreds of great gift ideas and great name brands throughout the store. Plus, get $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 you spend. See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Kirkwood. It's Webster Groves. It's the annual Turkey Day game. And it's here. Exclusively on KTRS.
For over three decades, Clery has constructed every building with pride and customer satisfaction. And although our technology has changed, our dedication to you has not. From egg storage to commercial buildings and everything in between, some companies say they build like Clery, but that's just not possible. We use materials in a process exclusive to Clery, so all of our buildings are made to last. That's why Clery provides every building with the best warranty in the business. Visit ClaryBuilding.com to get started on the right solution and the best service for you. Call 800-373-5550. That's 800-373-5550. Or stop in today and get the best price on a customized Clery building that exceeds all of your expectations. With over a 98% customer satisfaction rating, isn't it time you build it, Clery Tough?
Clery built with pride.
Build your dreams today at ClaryBuilding.com.
Calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 9th Glammy Award for Best Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. For yours, call 1-800-700-4781. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Glamour magazine calls this foundation a magic eraser. Allure, InStyle, and Elle rave about how it's naturally radiant and good for you. Makeup so pure, you can sleep in it. And clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier looking skin for all skin types. Join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals and fallen in love with their skin again. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and see for yourself. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-700-4781. 1-800-700-4781.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of luxury vinyl tile flooring from Armstrong to give you these great holiday savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. Beautiful, American-made, luxury vinyl tile. On sale now for only $3.89 a square foot. It's a great alternative to ceramic tile that's comfortable on your feet, warm to your touch, and easy to take care of. That's right. You can have one of the most durable tile floors made. Armstrong's Alterna Luxury Vinyl Tile for only $3.89 a square foot. That's half of our regular price. And with your choice of 42 different patterns and colors and 5 different sizes, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
This is Bob Elman. The government shutdown is over, and we're busy closing loans because the rates have dropped again. Right or wrong, raising the debt ceiling has forced mortgage rates down. That's why I urge you to refinance to a lower rate today.
People are calling to take advantage of low rates, and if you missed it the first time around, this is your second chance. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Now's the time to consolidate debts or get cash for the holidays. Our licensed loan officers are standing by to help you lock in a low rate.
Call Golden Oak today and get a lower rate of 3%. That's a fixed rate at 3%. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
NMLS 1149-37, conventional 15-year fixed rate. APR 3.556 with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Go see Broadway Ford Truck Centers for all your commercial truck needs. Oh, by the way, they also have personal trucks as well. Visit them at BroadwayTruck.com.
My feet!
Are your feet bothering you?
Yeah!
Do you think you have foot problems?
Duh!
Check out the Ankle and Foot Institute at AnkleandFootInstitute.com. That's AnkleandFootInstitute.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
A couple quick things here. We're getting right to the phone calls. One, I failed to mention Schaefer. When you go to their website, SchaeferAutobody.com, they have a chat line. As a customer, you can send a message to the chat line, and somebody will usually get right back to you immediately at Schaefer. We're going to go to the phones. We're going to postpone. We're just put the Burke segment off till we get some phone calls, because there's a lot of calls here, and I do have the list of things that are worth considering or talking about before you get married. But first, here's Tom. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Well, that was a brilliant first segment, by the way. I absolutely loved it. that is exactly what I listened to your show for.
So well, we worked hard on that. We worked all night on that segment.
No, yeah, I could tell. I loved it. No, real quick, because I'm about to pick my son up from school, but I just, my wife, about the milk, she will not drink milk to this day because... As a kid, she would go over to her, they would go over to her grandmother's house for dinner every now and then, you know, as a family. And grandma will pour the milk an hour before dinner and let it sit on the table.
Oh, no, no, no. Hour. Unacceptable.
Oh. I agree, unacceptable, but, you know, it's scarred her, and she won't touch milk to this day.
So. Well, I don't blame her.
No, yeah,
once
I don't
you get either. Once you get a glass of room temperature milk, you're done.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right, and the other thing is, along the lines of passing gas, in front of your partner. I've been with her for about 8 years. I've never once heard her pass gas, and I tell her all the time, you know, what else are you keeping from me if you won't even, you know, I mean, if you won't even pass gas in front
Tom,
of me.
Tom, she's passing it. She's an SBD-er.
Yeah.
She's a silent but deadly. Yes, yes. She's got a silencer on it. She, trust me.
Or she's sneaking out. She's
you ever been in the car and you thought you ran over a skunk? That's her.
And the crazy part is, you know, and I think they're playing with me because, you know, she says that she'll do it in front of everybody else. My son claims to have heard her pass gas. I don't buy it. I mean, I've just never heard it. You know,
I really
don't know what to believe at this point.
The Phantom Windbreaker.
Yeah.
Well, that's a song.
Yeah, there is. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, it was my pleasure.
No, well, our pleasure, too. There's a song, Phantom Windbreaker, one of my very favorite songs. Mike, you're up. How are you?
Oh, that was funny. I'm AM and a PM, Frank.
Thank you, Mike.
But, you know, you were guys talking about when you let your wife see your first skin mark.
Skin.
I don't have that problem because all of my underwear are throwaway.
Are you serious?
No, that's a joke,
depends.
Frank.
Depends,
adult
depends,
diapers,
yeah.
Okay.
That one in there on you, didn't I?
Well, but that doesn't make sense. You said I don't have that problem because they're all throwaway, but they weren't when you first got married. You didn't wear diapers.
But now I don't wear any underwear.
Oh,
commando. That's called commando.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, about the passing gas, when you know you've crossed over and you've made it to for the rest of your life with that woman is when you pass gas in the middle of the winter under the cover, and you don't hear any sound other than the flapping of the blanket up and down to get rid of it.
In other words, she doesn't comment. She
just deals
with it. No, you know what? That's a great point. That's when you've crossed over to the comfort zone.
That's right, the comfort zone.
I would agree with
that. Right.
All right, Mike.
But it was really good. I love when all else fails, Frank, potty humor will prevail.
It always works. Thank you, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that called the Dutch oven when you're in bed?
That's when you pull the blanket over their head.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Trap them in there. And by the way, this is not potty humor. This is life.
This is talking about
life and comfort. And when you get to a point where you're actually too comfortable, it kind of takes a little of the, I don't know what the word would be, the sizzle out of the romance. It takes the mystery out of the romance. Todd, you're on deck. What's up? Todd, that's you.
Hey,
Todd.
Hey. Hello.
Yes,
hello?
That's you. You're Todd, right?
Okay, yeah.
All right.
How you doing?
Good. How can we help you?
Got a quick story for you. So speaking of the whole farting in front of your
We don't use that word. See, we don't use that word. It's a classy, classy show. We just
I apologize. Okay.
That's all right.
So my wife, well, my girlfriend at the time, now wife, she went down to SEMO for college. So I'd go down there on the weekends and just visit, and we weren't dating very long, and probably about eight of us went down to a little dance club down in, like, Old Town Cape, and we're all out there dancing. My stomach, I still to this day, when I get nervous, I get the tooch. How about that?
Yeah, that's good.
So we're out there dancing, and all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, dang it, here it goes, and I just kind of let it seep on out. And I start looking around, and oh, it was bad. And I start seeing all these people, like, they're dancing, and then their brow starts turning. I'm like, what the hell is that smell?
Eyes are watering.
And so we all just start kind of like, oh, that's horrible. Who did that? And, you know, so as we're walking on back home, I finally had to tell her and said, hey, man, did you smell that? I don't know who did that. That was horrible. And she's like, yeah, that was bad. I said, yeah, that was me. So
why did you do that? Why did you confess?
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
Well, I had to break her in.
You know, to let her know it could come in the
this
future.
This could be more.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's definitely more coming. So,
but that's the one thing that you can get away with if you're out in a big group of people,
especially noisy, like a dance place.
Oh, yeah, you do something like that and it smells, you just look around like everybody with everybody else.
Yeah, have that look of hey,
who the heck did that?
That's where I kind of fault myself then, because I do that and I just start laughing. Because I find it so dang funny, I can't help it. Because, you know, it's hysterical.
See, I don't care what anybody says. That is, they say music is the universal language. Gas passing is universally the funniest thing there is. That's natural.
So.
It just is. I don't care who you are. If you're normal and you hear that sound, you just laugh. You start laughing. Todd, thank you for the call.
See ya.
Appreciate it.
No, my grandma Strauss was out there on the dance floor. She would have said, who shot the German?
Yeah, I know. Okay. You've told us before. I think the German audience appreciates that. But Candy is here. Hello, Candy.
Hello, Frank and the gang.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm going to get off subject just a little bit because you all were talking about food in the sink.
About what?
And that's the food in the sink. On the plate in
right,
the sink.
Right, exactly. Yeah, food on the dishes in the sink.
Yeah, that's one of my biggest pet peeves. And about the time I was 8 months pregnant and it was 100 degrees outside, I finally had it. And it was the first and only time I've ever yelled at my husband about anything.
Wait, how long? Wait, hold it. How long have you been married?
Oh, we've been married 7 years.
And you've only yelled at him
12?
You've only yelled at him one time?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
That's got to be a record.
What a woman.
But anyhow, he decided to get me back for yelling at him. So the next day, I go in to do the dishes. And this gentleman took a whole box of uncooked rice, poured it in the bottom of the sink, and left the water sit in it.
Oh. And what was that supposed to prove?
That he could put food in the sink.
Yeah, but the rice. Oh.
Yeah. You need to dump this guy. Seriously, well, 7 years, that's the itch. 7 year itch. Time to go.
Well, see, the thing is I don't do dishes anymore.
You know what I'd have done? If you'd yelled at me about the dirty dishes in the sink, I'd have taken you immediately to the bedroom and made love to you.
Yeah. Oh, yelling at me turns me on.
That's right. Oh, keep it going. Yell more, louder. Yeah. All right, Candy, thank you for the call.
Not a problem. Bye-bye.
All right, here's what drives my wife crazy, and I'm sick of hearing about it. When I finish with something, I just put the glass or whatever either on the counter or in the sink. Every day, she says this to me. Why did you put it in the dishwasher? I just don't, okay? I just don't. All these years, I do not. When I finish a dish, I don't put it in the dishwasher. Big deal. And what I say to her is, why don't you put it in there?
Yeah.
And she says, because you used it. And then, of course, I come back with the one that's not acceptable, but you're the wife.
Oh.
It's a dishwasher. That doesn't go over very well.
Have you ever done this? Have you ever had a glass of milk, you finish it, you rinse the glass out and stick it in the sink, and then you decide, you know what? I want another glass of milk a little later. Would you go get that glass out of the sink or get a new glass?
If I rinsed it well, I would. Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Now, tell the truth about this one. I don't want these people holding too long. Let me get to these calls here. Mike, I think, is next. Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, along with the subject of the cold milk, when I have to have my milk ice cold, so like you, I don't want it sitting around, but I also put ice cubes in my cup before I pour the milk in.
I have a better suggestion for you, and this is what I do. Put 3 or 4 beer steins in the freezer, just the way you would for a cold beer, and I pour milk into a frosted, frozen glass.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, it's better than good. It's great.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
I was
never able to do the ice in milk.
No, me either, because I think it just waters the milk down. The milk needs to be really, really cold, the glass cold, and then maybe. But if they're that cold, you don't need the ice anyway. There's a restaurant at Lake of the Ozarks, and when I go, when they see me coming from out in the parking lot, they put a glass of milk in the freezer.
Really?
That before I even hit the door, every time, because they know I want my milk in the freezer, and by the time I order, I'll take eggs and whatever, and then it's ready and comes out. They bring the milk out with it, and it is so cold that it all sometimes has a little crystal rim around it where it started to freeze. That's a perfect glass of milk. Dan, your turn. How are you?
Great, Frank. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
And I got a question. Story, passing gas story.
Let me say something to the audience here. We're not the ones keeping the gas passing thing going. This is our audience doing this. Go ahead, Dan.
So this is about my first and only time I ever heard my mom pass gas. Didn't know women did this, and I was about 8 or 9 or 10 years old. And we took our family vacation every summer down to Lake of the Ozarks. We were in the middle of Ozark barbecue, and my mom let one fly. And I turned around to my dad, Dad, Mom just, and I used the F word, Mom just farted, and oh my, and everybody all heads right up to my mom, and my mom turned beet red.
And you know what? Now that you've said that, I don't know that I ever heard my mother do that.
I absolutely, I didn't know they did. I made her 9 or 10 years old, however old I was. I didn't know women did that.
And I guarantee you.
Doing that. Here, pull my finger. Every time we went somewhere, you know, the guys were always, here, pull my finger. And I thought that was a guy thing.
And I guarantee you that the only grandmother that I really knew, I didn't know either my grandparents, my granddads. I didn't have a grandpa, really. One grandmother. And now that you've said that, it also, so I never, ever once heard my sweet little grandmother with gray. She was she was the postcard Norman Rockwell grandma. She never did that. Never.
I think grandmother.
My mom neither.
I've heard them before.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I've heard grandmothers and like
Dan.
Been around grandmothers and stuff, and they don't.
No, they don't do that.
They walk away, and all of a sudden one slips out, and it's like a little tiny petite thing, and it's like, oh, excuse me. And they always go, oh, my God, excuse me. Like that, but guys will let it build up. And
Now, very quickly, a peon, you've been married, what, 6 years? How long, 5 years?
It'll be 5 in February.
Okay. Yeah, this is long enough for you to answer this question. What is there that Angela does that, and something she does regularly, maybe not every day, but regularly, that you had no clue she did that way? That really jumps out at you. Not that you can't tolerate it, just that you'd never heard it or saw it the whole time you dated.
Oh, I know there are some.
I'm going to tell you what is in my wife. Sneezing, okay? I don't remember when we dated her sneezing sounding like a Doberman pincer. when she sneezes, it's always 4, and it's not a, you know, I think of a woman sneeze as kind of a little cute. Excuse me. No, here's my wife's sneeze. Here's exactly how she sneezes. Like a guard dog.
And it's multiple?
Yeah, always 4. And I never remember on a date or over at her house. I never heard that. That's one of those things they keep from you.
Oh, sure.
And it's a secret. And then once you're married and they got you locked down, then they can sneeze the way they really sneeze. Like that. Let's get Mike, I think, if he's still on hold here. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, I'm here, Frank.
What's up?
I just had first of all, AM and a PM.
Well, of course you are.
And I just had another quick comment on the passing gas.
See, the audience likes to keep that going. We don't particularly care for that, but go ahead.
There was the funniest video I've ever seen on YouTube, and it's about a couple, and he passes gas right in front of his girlfriend for the first time, and he said, "Well, I think we've broken that barrier. I think we've gone long enough where we're comfortable enough to pass gas in front of each other." So the rest of the video is her passing gas, and she just screams "barrier" every single time she passes gas.
Well, he gave her the okay.
Yeah.
It's just one of the funniest YouTube videos I've seen.
So if we go to YouTube and just in the search bar put couples
breaking the barrier.
Breaking the barrier. I'll watch for that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I just wanted to comment on that.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
All right. Now, we're going to, after the news, we're going to get the Burke segment. We haven't forgotten, Dan. I know you have something for the Burke segment. I have good news about Associated Physicians Group. Now in Creve Coeur, you can get top-notch physical therapy. The Creve Coeur location of Associated Physicians Group is, they don't have all the services they have on the Illinois side. We're working on that. But physical therapy, which I think probably is the biggest part of what they do, you can now get in Creve Coeur. It's over behind Bristol's. Now, the other thing you need to know is when your doctor says you need physical therapy, it's kind of like the thing we talk about with the insurance. You can say, I want the car to go to Schaefer. You absolutely can dictate, and it's your decision, and you have the right to make it, where you go and have this physical therapy. So you tell your physician, I'm going to Associated Physicians Group. I'm going to APG in Creve Coeur. And they'd be happy to take care of you. APG, Associated Physicians Group, now physical therapy in Creve Coeur. The three Illinois locations are O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, and Edwardsville, Illinois. And over there, you have not only physical therapy, but pain management, chiropractic services, a whole array of things. And ultimately, hopefully, one day we'll have all that in Creve Coeur. But physical therapy in Creve Coeur, over behind Bristol's. And if you want to know more about where they are in the location, just go to apgpain.com. That's apgpain.com. And also, there are a couple of lunch seminars coming up again. These are very, very successful when they have these. And these are going to take place in Missouri. You can find the information, how to make a reservation, all that at their website. And the website, again, and the easiest way to remember it is think of all pain gone. That's what you want, that knee, that shoulder, that in your neck, your back that's been bugging you. You want that pain gone. That's why they're around. APG Pain. The website, again, apgpain.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic right now and check in with Tim Weiland.
They are working with an accident now. It's on the right shoulder, but it was blocking a traffic lane eastbound 70 between Florissant and Bermuda. You're backed up to Handley. Already we're slow again on westbound 40 Kings Highway through McCausland from Lindbergh out through Mason. A little bit slow as you approach the Boone Bridge. And this report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Head to Kohl's today. You'll find 50% savings on great gift ideas throughout the store. Plus get $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. See store for details. Kohl's. Expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the Thursday broadcast. On the show, a new book out about Duke Ellington. We'll talk to its author. We also have a sit-down with Stacy Keach and the Thursday Music Club. Full docket for you. It just wouldn't be the same without you. So put it on the calendar. We'll see you at 1.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com.
The car you drive says a lot. So does how you treat it. Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care and keep your car running newer and longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A lot of